Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings! I am Claudette Levi Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus, celebrating 60 years of existence in 2023. On this day, July 1st, 2020, Sir Everton de Courcy Weeks died at the age of 95. Everton Weeks was born in humble circumstances at Pickwick Gap, Westbury Road, St. Michael. He was raised by his mother, Lenore Weeks, and an aunt, whom he credited with molding him into the person he would become. Weeks attended the St. Leonard's School until he was 14 years old and preferred sports to academics. His interest in sports was bolstered by related circumstances because growing up less than a mile from Kensington Oval, young Everton Weeks would assist the groundsmen at the Oval and at times acted as a substitute fielder. He would also be allowed to enter the Oval free to watch the exploits of the cricketing greats of the day. However, Kensington Oval was the home base of Pickwick Cricket Club, which at the time only catered to white players. This crucial factor would stymie any aspiration to play for that club, resulting in Weeks playing in the Barbados Cricket League for the Westshire Cricket Club at the tender age of 13. Subsequently, in 1943, Weeks joined the Barbados Regiment and played for the Garrison Sports Club, a higher standard of cricket than the BCL. In 1945, Everton Weeks was called to the Barbados cricket trials and impressed with scores of 88 and 117 and was selected to the Barbados team for matches in Trinidad. In the first match, batting at number 6, Weeks only scored 8 runs. In the second match, he scored 53 runs. However, in the 1946-47 season, Weeks scored 126 against British Guiana, his initial first-class century. This was followed by an unbeaten 118 against the MCC in a pre-test match game at Bridgetown in the 1947-48 season. Weeks joined the West Indies cricket team for the 1948 Test match against England at Kensington Oval and made modest scores in the first 3 matches. He was dropped for the 4th Test but was recalled after George Headley was injured. Taking this opportunity, Weeks scored 141 in the second innings to record his first Test century. Later in 1948, the West Indies toured Pakistan, Ceylon, and India, and Everton Weeks blossomed in India, adding 4 centuries to his test tally, thus achieving the record of 5 centuries in consecutive innings. During the subsequent tours of England in 1950, Weeks amassed 338 runs at an average of 56.33 and scored 304 against the University of Cambridge. On the Australia-New Zealand tours of 1951-52, his batting was curtailed by injuries and the bodyline tactics of the Australian bowlers. However, Weeks would dominate the New Zealanders when they toured the West Indies in 1956, scoring 3 consecutive centuries against the touring side. In addition to playing regional cricket for Barbados, Weeks would also play professionally in England in the Lancashire League between 1949-58, scoring 1,000 runs in each of the 7 seasons he played there. Weeks, who was also part of the great West Indian batting trio, the 3 Ws of Worrell, Walcott and Weeks, retired from the game in 1958, but would continue to share his skills as coach to many young cricketers. For his contribution to Barbados and West Indies cricket, Weeks was made an officer of the Order of the British Empire and awarded the Barbados Gold Crown of Merit, and in 1995, a Knight of the Order of St. Michael and St. George. His was undoubtedly an illustrious career.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.